This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. This time of year, more packages than usual are being processed at mail hubs all over the country, what with gift giving and then gift returns. Every year, more of that stuff has been ordered online, and more of those items are shipping to us directly from abroad. International mail shipments have jumped 200% over the past 5 years, according to Customs and Border Protection, and that means some serious headaches for customs officers, as Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Seth Kaplowitz is a professor of law at San Diego State University. He's also a keen cyclist. A few years ago, he was looking for carabiners, little hooks he uses to hang stuff on his bike. First, he went to a big outdoor retailer's website.
I looked at all the carabiners, and they were really expensive for what I wanted to accomplish.
So he started shopping around and quickly found some more affordable ones for about $1.50 apiece. As he placed his order, he noticed the shipping time seemed longer than usual.
Then I found out it was coming from China.
A law that went into effect in 2016 says as long as the goods are valued at $800 or less, they can enter the U.S. duty-free. It's a big incentive for foreign sellers to sell direct to American consumers online. But it's also an incentive for shippers with less benign intentions. Like whoever sent these belts from China to an address in Queens.
Boxes upon boxes of these belts and nothing but counterfeit goods.
That's Frank Russo, Port Director for Customs and Border Protection at JFK Airport. He and I are standing in a cavernous warehouse where customs officers are conducting inspections. They're cutting into boxes that have arrived from China and Hong Kong, pulling out fake Gucci wallets and handbags, imitation Michael Kors belts and watches, fake Timberland labels ready to be fixed to boots. Russo says last year, 13 million international packages arrived at the airport claiming to be under $800 in value. This year, that number is up to almost 23 million packages.
So a 75% increase right here at JFK.
Dealing with that uptick in volume is a huge challenge to customs officers who have to decide what to pull out for inspection. Last year, officers at JFK did a 5-day blitz on small packages coming from China. The contents of almost half were found to break the law.
We did, in those 5 days, find 6 shipments of fentanyl.
They also found plenty of counterfeit goods and agricultural violations. And that's not the only problem. Savvy retailers realize that if they break large shipments of goods down into smaller packages worth less than $800, they can avoid expensive duties.
So it's starting to make sense for particularly goods that would be otherwise a very high rate of duty to position them north of the border or, quite frankly, south of the border.
Amy Magnus directs customs compliance for A.N. Derringer. She says the U.S. seller doesn't pay duties when their goods are parked in a warehouse in Canada or Mexico. So that big shipment of shoes, for example, can stay on the shelves
and then await a U.S. buyer on an online order.
The buyer chooses a pair of shoes for $100, clicks purchase, and those shoes are packed up and trucked over the border pretty quickly and duty-free. But Magnus says when a seller warehouses outside the U.S.,
there's a lot of labor in the United States that may not have a job because the picking and the packing and the shipping that was formerly done in the United States
is now done elsewhere. So while good things come in small packages, there could be a hidden cost. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.